What a difference a week makes. You've been out with injury for a couple of games and off the bench today and net the winner. That must constitute a pretty good comeback.
Yeah, I was... I can't remember the game. It was at Wickham away. I tried to play through it. I had a niggle in my hip and I struggled. I couldn't get up to full pace, but I kind of didn't want to let the manager down, the boys down. That's why I wanted to play, but it actually backfired. I should have said to him before. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got it right. So missed two games, but now I came back. I think it was probably the right decision for, obviously, the team have been doing well. I never expected to come back in and start, and I just didn't know how long I'd wait for my chance, but the gaffer told me to warm up and I was just keen to go on and make something happen.
Obviously, when you are a substitute, the manager might have a little word in your ear before you come on. Did he give you any specific instructions? Was it get on and get me a winner, Cal?
Yeah, I never really spoke to him. Went down to the halfway line. The ball was taking ages to get out, so he walked down, just shook my hand, says, good luck, really. Try and get a goal. And thankfully, I got one.
You were danced around a couple of challenges on the edge of that penalty area. Got the shot away. Nice little finish.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. I can remember the guy coming to me and I've chopped it and I've went to hit it with my right, but Lee Molyneux came across me and I thought the chance was gone, but thankfully the defender stayed off me and I just tried to pass it into the corner better than I did actually, but the keeper was maybe off balance or whatever, but thankfully it went in.
Your third goal against Torquay this season, you like playing them, don't you?
Yeah, play them every week. No, I just have a feeling, you know, when your goal scorers maybe get it, you just think you're going to score. Sometimes you think you maybe aren't, but I just thought I was, and I said to the boys before I went on, I've got a feeling like I'll score the winner, but I do that, I joke around a lot, so obviously kind of joking, but I did feel good, and it was just good the boys get a win, really, because before I went on, and when I was on, they put everything into it.
It's another great away performance, isn't it? You've gone 4 hours or something without conceding a goal away from home, and been nicking goals to win them as well.
Yeah, I think we've got a better record away from home. We need to try and take it to home, but yeah, the boys we're all together, so when teams come on to us and they're expected to score goals against us, I think we're good at just what we stick together, we defend well, and then if we get a chance, then we can take it. But no, our record away from home's good.
And 8 points between yourselves and Torquay now, you can really look on up that table, can't you?
Yeah, well, it's one of them. If you go one or two games, two losses in a row, three losses in a row, you're right back in it. It's pretty unforgiving. So I think if we can get a good result on Tuesday, and then we can start to maybe, we're in a better position anyway than we were at the start of the season.